Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's Friday. Holy guacamole.
End of a big week.
Oh, the biggest.
The biggest? Oh. Is that right?
Well, I don't know.
What happened
it's
to you?
It was a great week. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Just wonderful. Good times, people.
I did. I actually had a good time yesterday, even though I was super busy. My friend James was still around.
Oh, yeah. So
I met up with him and his new lady, and he wanted to go for a surf, even though there was hardly any reason to be out there. But
and you were fine with that?
Yeah. I mean, I paddled around, chatted it up.
Sure.
Sun was out. It, you know, water felt good.
Where was his lady during all this? Hanging out in the RV.
In their new house.
In their house. Their house on wheels.
Their rolling house.
They like it.
Hey, listen. I think it would be awesome.
We had the conversation, though. I mean, after we surfed, my family met us at Lillian's, this place where we get spaghetti, and we all ate together. Uh-huh. With James and his lady and...
Your mom.
My mom and the kids.
Aww. What fun.
And then they hit the road for Santa Barbara.
Oh.
To their next home.
But they live everywhere. God, I swear to God, that like nomadic thing just sounds, it sounds so amazing.
Well, we
to divest yourself of things that are attached to the ground.
Yeah. He loves it, but we had the conversation because they stayed at my place two nights ago.
Uh-huh. Just parked out front?
They parked out front, but stayed in my place.
Oh.
In the apartment.
Oh.
At the beach.
Oh, right, I see.
But I was telling him, I'm like, you have to understand, you park that thing here, people are going to be calling the cops on you. So,
right.
Like, you need, it's a thing.
Needs to move right. on.
You can't park in people's neighborhoods. They're watching out their right. window. Whoa. Because there's a lot of that right now.
Yep.
And he's aware of it.
Right.
So he knows that.
And there's only going to be more because I really do think that it's become the only option for some people. While I sort of dream of it in this idyllic thing that I'd probably wind up hating, for a lot of people, that's what they have going
well,
on, and that's it.
Parking in neighborhoods will end up being illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that every neighborhood has the law in the books for it, but they will.
Sure. Well, when people seem to literally be living on your street,
but
that's when it's going to be a problem.
I do think that, you know, city councils are going to have to designate spaces where people can park. That's
right.
All there's going to be to it, because it's a growing trend.
Yeah.
So no one called on him?
No. It was just the one night.
Right.
What does he do for a living? How does he make his money?
He is a promoter, marketer.
I thought he was like, also did some engineering and some recording.
He's a band guy, yeah. So he was in a band called The Flies. They made it. They toured the world. They had a record contract, all that. When that went out belly up, the wife he had, who'd been touring around with him, was like, it's my turn. We're moving to Eugene. And we're going to...
Live in the quiet life.
We're going to park.
A normal life.
Right. That's where I met him.
He clearly does not like to park, except out in front of other people's houses.
But that's where I met him, was he became a sales guy at the radio station I worked at.
Mm.
There.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when they hired him, my GM came to me and said, I think you're going to like the new sales guy. He may have been a rock star one day or something, but he also surfs, so I think you're going to like him. And that's why when I met him, we just clicked immediately.
That's cool.
So anyway, he's just someone who he ended up working for Ninkasi and became their... He helped them build that brand.
What? I don't know what that is. What
it's
is
a beer.
They got craft brew.
Oh, okay.
In fact, the first time we ever met him, he was down here doing a promotion for Ninkasi.
You that went to dinner with him.
Yes.
Remember?
Yep.
Yeah, so he helped build that brand. It was one of those things where...
He's a very likable guy.
Mm-hmm.
For those Maybe it's still happening, but for those few years, people were building brands to sell them to the big companies.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm sure it is still happening. Mm-hmm. People are watching what other people have done and said, well, I'll create my own craft brew. And
yeah, follow that formula.
If you can...
Why the hell not?
Create a big enough wave.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The bigger companies will just go, we'll scoop that up.
Yeah.
We'll take that energy right over to our branding. Yeah. Thank you. So anyway, I don't know exactly what he does today. Like, I don't know.
Maybe he just saved some money and has to do little things here and there and mostly can just drive around making his new home Santa Barbara or Santa Cruz or
he's up
Santa
to
wherever.
All kinds of things, and he's very multi-talented. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past him to be a millionaire, though.
It's just such a funny thing.
You know?
To have that RV and that kind of freedom.
But that's, if you're willing to roll light, I could probably sell everything and have $1 million.
And then get an RV.
But I couldn't do that. Yeah.
I was thinking about it even today. Like on the way in, like imagine not having to pay property taxes. And for renters, I was like, I could just rent something. I'll rent something. I won't have to. Because I just got my bills for the property. You know that you get those. Did you get yours recently too?
I have not. Yeah. At least John didn't tell me.
Look in the mailbox because it's there.
Okay.
They're showing up.
Showed up, and I looked at them, and I'm just like, oh God! I have an account at the bank where every month I save the amount of money that I'm going to need to pay those taxes because they're exorbitant. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible what you owe in property taxes, and I'm like
a separate account just for those,
and I put the money in, and then I have it when the time comes. Otherwise, I got to come up with some lump of money. It's like that's not sitting anywhere else, so I save it up. And actually, I put my house insurance in there, too, because that's pretty expensive. Huh. Then that money I know is going to that account. It's
so you just don't have one high-interest savings account. You actually have separate accounts.
Oh, God, I have several accounts.
Boy,
yeah.
Oh boy.
I have accounts all over the place.
You got a lot going on.
I got tons of stuff going on.
I can't be that
complicated. It's
complicated
to be me.
You got too much going on.
Well, the thing is, though, then I know I'm going to have the money for the things that come up, you know? So my insurance and my property taxes are here, and...
My fun savings
is over here. My serious savings is over here. Retirement's a whole other thing.
Young man and his team of hackers never turn their...
Hope not.
...their skills your way.
Let's hope Riley set up some kind of, you know, firewall for me or something.
Protect your mother.
Take care of your mother. Sure that nothing bad happens. She'll freak out. You know how she is. But God, it's just like, it's such a romantic dream to just divest yourself and...
Not for me.
Be self-contained in a little RV.
No,
I can already picture the curtains I'll put up.
He says he loves it with a big smile on his face, and I believe he does, but I don't. And I actually think like him and this new lady, this lady's on the road with him, and he's so happy, and they're happy together, and I'm happy for him, but I'm, you know, he's like, well, we'll see. And I go, yeah, I mean... Right,
so
now it's
dump
fun.
Her off at a pit stop somewhere?
But at some point, she may say to you, I want to park, dude. I want to, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to put down some roots somewhere.
She's a few minutes younger than him, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I want to have a baby in the RV.
Ugh.
You couldn't even.
So have you ever rolled around in an RV before?
Yeah, my parents had an RV.
They did?
Oh, yeah. They had a couple of them. Actually, the last one they had was a Mondo bus. Mm. Like one of those really... You know,
that's
a thing like the Maria was going to get.
No, they had one before that was the same. It was gigantic.
Yeah, it looked like a full-on, I mean, I don't think it was probably as big as a tour bus, but that's what it looked like. The flat front, it's a bus, you know. So, but
yeah,
we
had
those growing up. We used to camp.
One.
We camped all through my childhood. That was like what we did.
So you have good memories.
I have great memories of it, but they're a child's memories.
Exactly.
Where
are you romanticizing those memories?
I'm... Listen, and John tells me this all the time, like, I'm 100% romanticizing it.
Yeah.
But for me, it was, you got in, you went somewhere amazing, you ran around with all the other little kids at the camp, all the camp rats, you know, you sang songs around the campfire at night, you roasted weenies, you know, your mom took care of everything.
Right.
Your mom
right.
and your dad, you know, fishing on the shore, like, it was awesome.
You know, that's one of the things he said, he goes, well, a lot of times I fish for our dinner. And I'm
oh
like,
God,
you got
funny.
A fishing pole in there? He goes, dude,
I got
my whole
everything.
House is, this is my house.
I got it all.
Yeah, but, you know, fishing poles are stinky.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
well, maybe keeps it in the under in the underneath storage or something. They collapse too, and you can rinse them off. I mean, you know, fish are stinky. Fishing poles, you can wash
all
off.
Fishing stuff is stinky.
Well, you got to rinse it off then.
Over
fresh
and over.
Water, yes, right. Every time.
Trust me, I'm aware, and I still think it's stinky.
Yeah.
I'm in the ocean every chance I get. I know.
You know
I
that
rinse
smell.
My gear. I know the smell. You know, you can tell me. But I'm telling you,
yeah.
Well, that crap stinky.
You keep it outside the living
and
area.
And that's the other thing is like...
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Little spaces with humans breathing, farting, just living.
Trapping all their smells.
You need to open that up, air that out, and you know, now you got your fishing pole and a surfboard in there.
You're adding more smells?
Stick those on top, maybe. Maybe there's some kind of like camper shell for a camper.
Listen, I'm happy for he doesn't bitch.
Yeah.
He's not feel sorry for
he
me.
He seems happy, yeah.
Yeah, as long as he's into it.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you guys this before, but I did have a boyfriend that was living out of an RV.
No, let's hear this.
Yeah, I've
never
heard this story.
Was this Pat?
Yes.
Pat lived in an RV?
Yeah. Because he
left. I don't remember Pat.
Pat's the guy who went.
He's the 12-year guy.
He went to jail.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's not the little.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. I think I got spoiled.
Pat's the guy that you did the dance for on the hood of the car.
Yes.
Or inside the front seat.
Not just for Pat.
Well, you know, she had to make Pat a hero inside.
Right.
True.
Okay, now
on the inside.
What is it? His name was Jim or Joe or something.
I had a boyfriend named Jim.
Okay. Let's get all your boyfriends. Okay, so anyway, Pat was living in an RV.
And I think he had come up here from Santa Barbara. He was doing construction work all around the U.S.
Oh, okay,
so
that's why.
He came up here to live and was living out of an RV. And it was awful. I hated every second of it.
Did he just not clean it?
Well, he was a pretty clean guy, actually. He parked. We had a RV park, trailer park, that we lived at in South San Francisco, like on El Camino.
Mm-hmm.
And I was staying between there and my dad's house. And it was just awful. I hated it so much.
You just hated the trailer park people?
Well, I hated the trailer park people, at least those ones that he hooked up with.
Nice.
And I hated the small space. I hated using the bathroom there. I hated trying to cook there. Sleeping there was horrible. Ugh, it was the worst.
Sounds like you hated
about
it.
Yeah. I can't believe I put up with that.
You're a kid. Kids will.
You loved
kids
him. That's why.
I did love him so much. Ugh. My dad couldn't even believe I was doing it.
What? He go and see the place?
Well,
did you have him over for dinner?
He didn't say. There wasn't any room to have another couple for dinner or even another person.
How big was this thing? It was like a van with a little kitchenette and a bathroom?
No, it's. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you the square footage of it, but it was awful. Towards the end, what he did is he took out the sort of the kitchen area and he started growing weed.
Oh, my God.
So he's growing.
Always,
you know,
got a plan.
Yeah. Growing, you know, hydroponics.
Run that generator 24/7. Keep those lights going.
Yeah. It was just insane. So I do not have fond memories.
Right, so you don't have
trailers,
a romantic.
Or campers or anything.
No,
of
my parents
sort.
Had these pretty big, pretty nice houses on wheels, you know.
Yeah.
Each kid had sort of had their own place to sleep and everything. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, you had the one up over the top and then like the...
I never really traveled like that.
Yeah, there was a couch that... You could squish it down, and then there was a table. You'd sink the table down to the level of the seats and put cushions on top of that, and kids will sleep anywhere. They don't care. These days, I'd be like, oh, my back. Oh, my neck. Oh,
right.
I can't put up with that.
Our road trips were in the Oldsmobile station wagon, and then...
Did you pitch tents, or just
no,
you end
go
up
to
somewhere?
Hotels or little glamping locations.
Glamping's kind of fun. Because it's like... you're camping, but you're, you know, there's electricity.
Not too rough in it.
Yeah, it's not too rough in it. There's a good place, Costa Nova. I'm sure you know it's on Route 1. And it's lovely. I mean, even the bathrooms. Like, you have to walk to the bathrooms there, and they're just fantastic. I mean, they're outdoor-ish, but there's clearly full plumbing.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I've always wanted to try that. When you talk about it, I always think, oh, that sounds kind of
neat. You know
where
you should go? I don't know if they've opened it back up, but you know up in, it's like in Calistoga, the Safari West?
Oh, yeah. So, Calistoga, Santa Rosa?
Somewhere in the mountains there.
I've always wanted to do that. Every couple months, I look.
Yeah, and they're still not doing it? Or
they're doing it.
Because I know they were hurting
overnight.
The fires.
Yeah, but they not have too bad. But they're back.
Yeah.
Business and everything's going great. People I always look at them.
The coolest thing about that is that when you wake up in the morning, there's all these like unusual animal noises, like because they've got all these unusual animals. Right. You know? It's like waking up in Africa,
right?
On the Serengeti.
I've looked into it. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah. Oh no. Overnight. Yeah, that's the thing about glamping.
Yeah.
they clearly charge you to build these tents.
And there's like cafes, a restaurant, and a cafe there.
Well, yeah. And then you get on your safari.
Either take John or take my little cousin.
Yeah,
who would enjoy it?
Whenever I think of my trips as a kid with my family, it always reminds me of the genius of National Lampoon's Vacation, just because the way everything goes mostly wrong.
Yeah,
that's what it was like.
Well, listen,
like I don't have
those, your own family memories. Those road to look
well,
forward
to. And we've had. So we were just talking about it last night. We've had 3 trips to Disneyland, and every one of them went perfect. Perfect.
It's Disney.
Each time I thought, oh, God, this is going to be a nightmare. And each time, not too hot, not too many crowds. Mm. The lines moved.
That's great.
Right.
Leaving, you just go,
what are we in store for?
That was amazing.
Is something bad going to happen on the drive home? Because that went
so spoiled
great.
By it, right? Like, it's so good.
But you'll do all kinds of trips. It'll be so fun. That is the genius of that movie, though. I think most people have those memories where even though your dad or your family had the best of intentions, just wrong turns, bad hotels,
something unexpected.
Leaky pipes.
Mm-hmm. Awful kids, that kind of thing.
Pervy relatives.
Mm. Oh, boy. I didn't have that happen.
I didn't either, but...
We used to get in trouble so bad. Me and my brother would just, we fought like cats
and dogs. Wait a minute, you do have pervy relatives. Your brother looked right through the people in your room.
That's not real.
That's
not real.
You've made that into something that it just isn't. You know, my brother says everywhere he goes now, if people figure out who he is, they're like, oh, Peepo.
Yeah,
Peepo guy. He's like, oh man, I just chopped my head. I go, well, I guess you shouldn't have, you know, drilled a hole in the wall.
Right.
Right.
Guess you shouldn't have had a Peepo.
Yeah. Peepo.
He's the Peepo.
You're booing yourself.
Yeah.
John Peepo.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like an ongoing thing. I'm pretty sure I found the thing and plugged it up.
Pretty sure.
And then he found another hole. Whatever.
You were fine with it.
I wasn't fine with it.
You weren't an active participant. You were passively participating.
No, I wasn't participating at all. And by the way, it was so that he could look at my friends, not so he could look at me.
Right.
Although I'm sure his friends looked at me.
Right.
Right.
Durr.
Ugh. Just, I know. Whatever.
Boys.
Kid stuff. I know.
Boys. Brothers.
Boys. In general.
Boys in general.
You guys are gross.
You boys are gross.
Why do we love you so much?
I don't know.
I'll tell you, it's gotten better, though, that when I was in the 70s, it was like movies, everything poured fuel on that young boy energy. It made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with Porky's and where people are looking into girls in the shower.
Right. That's half the thing is that this girl that they see in the locker room.
You know,
the guys are on an adventure these days.
To make a peepo. And
peepo.
And that's probably where he got the idea.
Right. Probably. I know what I'll do. I'll make a peepo. That looked really fun.
And then it worked.
Yeah, no, it didn't. He never saw anything.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Put a book in front of her.
Right. Sure.
It was too low. He could only see my feet.
Right.
Hi.
Yeah. All right. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Time to take on this Friday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.